Stubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5.
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning everybody. Happy Wednesday. Mike's in for Pippa again.
Again, yeah, I'm still here.
Is happy
hanging out.
Is happy Wednesday something people say?
I think happy any day, I think you can say.
You know what I hate?
What?
When people say happy hump day.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh,
I was going to say you could say that.
And
but
I'm just like, shut up and go home, mate. Hump day. What are we? Like 1982 AM radio? Hey, everyone, it's hump day and welcome to the radio station. Ready to get through your day?
I feel like, look, I'll be honest, I swear in my work days, I have said hump day at least once. I think I have.
I've heard you say it.
So you brought that up on purpose just to make me feel bad, didn't you?
I cringed inside.
Oh, okay. Good to hear.
Talking about your middle day of the week.
Not as catchy.
No, it isn't, is it?
It isn't, no.
The Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields, joins the show after 7:30. If you've got a question to ask him, 13 12 16, give us a call anytime or hit up the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Wanna Gift is back today as well. Now, we're doing Wanna Gift today for your parents. So
yes,
the top three Christmas gifts for parents this year, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Plus also Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au joins the show. But up next, Mike.
Yes.
It's our favourite new competition.
Oh, it's Pippa and Jimmy's Spelling Bee. So it's the hardest competition in radio.
We've got a bowl of words. And if you want to spell a word correctly, you win a great prize. Mm-hmm. Doing that up next after Portugal the Man. Feel it still. Morning, Jimmy and Mike.
Keep my hands on my side.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
And please join me, Mike, in welcoming the Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields, in for Trending Now. Welcome, Mayor.
Oh, thank you. Good clap.
No worries. Okay, stop, clap. There you go. Okay, good. I've got them quiet all of a sudden.
Quieting down all the fans.
It's like we're on the project. Hey, let's check in with what's trending right now. Hey, firstly, Sophie Monk, there's been a bit of pushing and throwing and a bit of tension between mm-hmm. Channel 9 and NW Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
What does NW stand for? Is it News Weekly?
I think that's News Weekly.
News Weekly. So News Weekly, Ben, could you believe it? A gossip magazine has printed that Channel 9 have signed a deal with Sophie Monk, but would you believe it? Channel 9 are saying that the Gossip magazine has made this up.
Could that be true, that a gossip magazine like that gets something wrong?
I've never heard of it before, especially because New Idea, well, obviously Leighton and Beck broke up about 100 times.
Mm. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston got married, I think, 28 times over the last 10 years.
That was good. And how many times was Oprah pregnant?
Oh, I don't know. Lost count.
So there we go. So NW Magazine had said that Sophie Monk had confirmed and signed for Channel 9's Bachelor in Paradise competitor called Love Island, and it was confirmed, but Nine's come out and said, no, this isn't true. We've got nothing confirmed at the moment. They haven't said that nothing's happening. They've just said, we've got nothing confirmed.
Nothing's confirmed, which is always the line that Gossip Mags will then go to. It's like, so you mean there's a chance?
There's a chance.
The thing is, would they be crazy enough to actually get Sophie Monk to do the show anyway?
I think, yes, of course you would.
I think Sophie Monk's a massive draw, yeah.
Yeah. I would watch it. I'd watch my only ever season of The Bachelorette.
Okay, so people like this, all these bachelors and all that, they're all really after Sophie Monk for a...
No,
you know,
she's
like
hosting it.
She'd be hosting it.
Yeah, because she's in love with Stu.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's still going on, is it? Really, truly, now you guys look me in the eye and tell me that is still happening. Really.
That is real love.
Until a press release says otherwise, we'll have to go with that.
Oh, okay, well, until a gossip magazine says otherwise. Okay.
All right, also trending, we have some Spice Girls news.
Oh, I know you love the Spice Girls, Mike. And Ben, do you like the Spice Girls?
Yeah, I was going to say, they were like really big when I was in high school.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, you know, I can do, yeah. Just, you know, I'm the expert of Spice Girls around here, and I actually outrank Mike.
Really?
Okay. Well, Spice Girls, I'm sorry.
Okay, fighting words there. But I grew up on the Spice Girls. I was only 5 years old when they were really at their absolute peak.
Well, you guys will be pretty happy then, because a couple of weeks ago they announced that they will be rejoining and going on tour.
And this is where all my hopes and dreams come crashing down. They've gone off a cliff completely. Because Victoria Beckham like real the real stickler of the Spice Girls.
Pretty much.
She's the one person in that group who always stops anything nice from happening.
Pretty much. That's exactly right. Well, the name even gives it away. Posh.
Yeah, Posh Spice. Bit of a diva. But so she's said that it's definitely not happening. She said at some point you've got to know when it's time to say that was great.
Well, wasn't that 20 years ago?
Well, yes, but at the same time, it would have been nice to celebrate 20 years of the Spice Girls with some sort of, I don't know, greatest hits album or a tour or a performance.
Why don't you two
like
just
that.
Go home and watch the Spice Girls movie?
I would, actually. It's actually an underrated movie.
That could be underrated. On the agenda. That really could be. That's right.
There should be a big old public viewing in Dubbo of the Spice World movie.
Cinema Under the Stars.
That'd be great.
That is something a certain mayor I know could probably organise, yep, you know? Right. Okay. Yep.
Excellent. Yep. So if you can get back to me when that's organised, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I will get back to you when it's done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jeez, okay. Really? Really?
It'd be fantastic. I think it would draw a big crowd.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, at least me and you, that's about,
If you want to ask a question to Mayor Ben Shields, 13, 12, 16.
Whether it be about politics or the Spice Girls.
Can someone
whatever.
Call up and say, who was the best Spice Girl, man? We'll do it next. Adele, Send My Love. It's Hit Morning. Dubbo on the Central West, number one. It's Hit 93.5. Your morning, everybody. Jimmy and Mike. Mike's in for Pippa, and we do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef. It's in the Gourmet Creations range and available after 10:30 a.m.
The King of House. Mia on air.
Yes, the Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Mayor Ben Shields, is in studio with us. A few minutes ago, we found out he was a massive Spice Girls fan. Mm-hmm.
Important stuff.
Now, Mayor Ben Shields, you're telling us during that last song by Adele about pollutant traps. Now, obviously, with the world becoming more conscious of the way we pollute and the way we use our resources, can you tell us a bit about pollutant traps and what the council's doing with those?
So, gross pollutant traps. Look, not much of Dubbo is actually covered by it. So what effectively they are, we all know that every time there's a bit of rain goes into our stormwater drains, it ends up in the river.
Yep.
That's common knowledge. It's also common knowledge that if you put trash rubbish in the gutters in the rain, it ends up in the river too. So only a certain section of Dubbo actually has these what you call gross pollutant traps along the riverbank, which collects this trash. So a truck can come in every now and then and pick it up and you know, and so it doesn't actually, giant cages basically.
Basically,
it doesn't end up in the river. Now, you would probably see, Dubbo folks would probably see on Facebook over the years, there'll be groups around the place and do a big clean up of the river. The river is trashed, it has got all sorts of garbage all through it, quite literally. Mm-hmm. There's a mayoral minute coming to council on Monday night. And it is basically to fund the rest of and fix the rest of the gross pollutant traps within the next 3 years. So that's a commitment of mine that wasn't on the council agenda, but it will be on the council agenda now to have it done within 3 years. So the rest of it done. I don't think that people, the locals, should have to go out and clean the river, like, for goodness sake, really.
No, especially when we've got this type of technology, I guess, which catches the rubbish.
And that's the thing, it's not even really technology.
There's a giant cage
at the end of a pipe, for goodness sake. Now, okay, they cost a bit to make because you've got to have a giant cement casing and all that sort of stuff, but not even technology, really. It's just common sense, just go and do it. There's nothing, yee-haw or la-di-da about. It's just put the bloody big giant cages on.
Absolutely. So, those cages are going to catch rubbish, and we've got a commitment here for within 3 years to have them right down the river because we're currently at 50%.
Yep.
Now, a bit of a building question now.
So there's a planning proposal for a new shopping precinct at South Lakes Estate. Now, the proposal put before the council by the Mars Group hopes to see just under 20,000 square metres of land rezoned. The estate expansion to allow for the development of a new shopping centre for the area.
Yeah, could you tell us a bit about this and a bit about your thoughts on it?
Okay, so Southeast Dubbo, we have booming, absolute booming, heaps of houses going up, popping up left, right and centre. Mm-hmm. So if everyone can think about the Delroy Park Shopping Centre, very similar proposals. So the slight difference is what they are proposing is a 3,500 square metre supermarket compared to Delroy's Woolworths one, which is a 2,500 square metre supermarket. So it's slightly bigger, but less sort of retail if you have a look at, think of it like that. Now, this isn't the building designs that they've put before council. This is literally colouring in the map of what, as opposed to colouring in it maybe green for residential, this is a little bit of colouring in for the blue, which is with the retail. So they're not at the stage to put a DA in, which is development application for, you know, what they're going to build, how many car parks, all that sort of stuff. We're at the stage now of zoning that appropriately. So I don't know if you've realised, but soon we'll be extending Boundary Road from Wheelers Lane all the way through to Sheridan Road.
Okay.
So this new shopping centre will pretty much be just a few, not far in from there and on the left on this new road. So it's very, very even hard to see at the moment where it's going in, but it will be a significant shopping centre around the same sort of, around the same as what Delroy Park is in West Dubbo.
And has this been approved already, or is it up to the council to approve this?
So it's up to council on Monday night. Okay. It went through committee last Monday night, goes to council, but then it's also got some hoops to jump through because it is a rezoning. It's got to be ticked off by our friends in the state government. So, and that, look, we're confident of that happening because it does stack up. It does stack up with all our plans ahead and everything. There's all the financials and everything points towards this being warranted because of the boom in that area. The extra houses going in out there is huge. If anyone wants to go to the council website and just have a look, or even the Mars Group website, have a look what's proposed over there. Not just Mars too, but also the Keswick Estate that council has, and also the other sort of thing like the Macquarie View and that as well. That part of Dubbo is booming.
Fantastic.
That's where it's going.
Absolutely amazing. Mayor Ben Shields of the Dubbo Regional Council. Hey, we've got to go to an ad break quickly. Would you stick around? Because we've got a few questions to ask you which have come in on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Not a problem.
Fantastic. And you can also give us a call 13 12 16 if you would like to ask a question as well.
Carrie Bickmore and Tom McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington. Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy. The King of House. Mayor on air.
He is in the studio with us right now, the Mayor of Dubbo Regional Council, Ben Shields. Mate, welcome back to the studio. Thanks for sticking around.
Not a problem.
Fantastic. We've got a couple of questions which have come in at hit.com.au. Mike, take it away.
Yeah, this one's from Joan. Now, she asks, when is the next section of Old Mandurin Road due to be sealed? It has been in the budget for the last 2 years. Last night, I nearly rolled my car after hitting a sand patch and losing control of the verge. I wasn't going fast, just simply moving over so another vehicle could pass. It is a dangerous road in its current state, and it's a matter of time before there is a serious accident. My daughter has had an accident in a similar situation. We are not the only ones. We pray for rain, but it always seems to come straight after it's been graded and the road is ruined. I look forward to your response.
Yeah, what can I say? Old Mandurin Road is bloody shocking. Terrible, terrible, terrible. But we've recently put a new bridge in there, so when you do go over the Tarrigar River, you literally don't have to get into the water to cross.
Yeah.
So there's a big new bridge there, but we've got to finish it. So I understand that is in the next budget coming up.
Okay.
So that, look, that is just the very last section of that part, which will then connect it right through. So, look, I should have some good news on that, so I understand it is in the next budget. But, you know, a quick fun fact, well, it's not even fun. Only 50% of Dubbo's rural roads are even sealed.
Really?
Shockingly bad. Shocking.
And is that something, well, your mayor, that you want to work on increasing that percentage?
You're always trying to keep it up sort of thing and do it. But, you know, the seal roads, it's bloody expensive. It's not just a matter of throwing tar down.
Yeah.
It's a matter of doing all the bases and that. It's almost the same expense as doing a base of a house, but just a giant road as well, because all the clay and everything and all that in the road base is just... it's huge what you put in there, so it's a big, big cost.
Absolutely. Also at hit.com.au from Cassandra Haywood, she says, is Wellington Park being updated and made safer for children?
So I'm assuming the big old park, as you know, in the middle of town in their CBD. Yep. Yes, 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 yes.
So what's happening there?
So there's a master plan going on for the big for the park. Yep. It's going through that process now. Watch this space with the park, because that is one of the prettiest parks for a town that size in New South Wales.
It is gorgeous, a park in Wellington.
Absolutely lovely. However, it's sort of just been looking a little bit tired over the last 10 or so years, so we're going through the process now of replanting, trying to get those trees to be a big new canopy again and whatnot. Hopefully we'll have some news soon on other things. So we're looking at little quadrangle sort of thing around the visitor information sort of area as well. So a little, so those plans are not far off. You know, I'd like to see some other big works in there too. Like, I don't think the Visitors Information Centre in Wellington works where it is. You know, Visitors Information Centre is meant to stand out so everyone knows where it is. This Absolutely. One's hidden in a park in a very, very ugly building. So
Fantastic.
It doesn't work. So, yes, watch this space. It's all coming up. It's all being planned for right now.
Fantastic. Hey, Captain Bear, Ben Shields from the Dubbo Regional Council. You can always get in touch at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page or at Hit 93.5's website, hit.com.au. Each fortnight we'll ask you more questions. So if you've got a question, if you've got a road that you want to ask about, if you've got a park you want to ask about, if you've got a stop sign that you think's facing the wrong way.
Or my favourite Spice Girl.
Yes. Or this favourite Spice Girls. Hit.com.
Whatever you want to ask from and through.
.au. Ben Shields, thank you so much for joining us in studio this morning.
Not a problem.
Absolute legend. Stand by. $5,750 is the magic number for Smash for Cash today. It's coming up next after Maroon 5.
Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more.
Cooper and Jimmy's
Smash for Cash.
Yvonne, how does that number sound to you?
Well, that sounds really good. We're going on a cruise in January, so that spending money would be excellent.
Oh, you could get some stuff with that.
I love a cruise. Now, when you're on a cruise, are you, like, down in all the activities? Are you at the pool?
Playing shuffleboard.
Yeah, are you at the pool tanning with a bit of coconut oil?
Yeah, the deck chair is my friend for the entire week and a bit.
Excellent. Whereabouts are you heading?
Pacific Islands.
Nice. Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, that would be great in January as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness me. Hey, oh, maybe you can even get a cabin upgrade if you get Smash for Cash.
We've got a balcony, so an upgrade even better.
You're already living
more
it up.
Would be good.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you got the luxury life. You got the luxury life there, Yvonne. Okay, let's do it.
Let's make it better for you.
We have that money, $5,750. We want to give it to you. Take a listen to this sound. What is it?
Well, my daughter has been pestering me, thinking that is a Hot Wheels skateboard toy.
Hot Wheels?
The little match car skateboard. Size things?
Yeah, that's it.
I know exactly what you mean because I used to have one of those when I was a kid. And it has the little ramps included with the packet and you go up the ramps and down the ramps and all that sort of stuff.
Yep, that's them.
Yeah, little Hot Wheels skateboard. Is it that?
I hope so.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, no.
Great guess, though.
Well.
Oh, excellent.
Tell your son we said hi to him as well, okay, Yvonne?
All right, thank you.
You have a great day. Bye.
Enter Mr. DJ. Listen. Wake up. Shake up.
No. Flex with us to get next with us. Them not flex with us.
Yeah, morning everyone. That is your Konski Wake Up Shake Up on Hit 93.5. Jimmy and Mike on the air. Mike in for the fabulous Pippa. She'll be back next week. And Mike, right now, we do it all thanks to Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington, their new thicker, juicier 100% Angus beef. It is in the Gourmet Creations range, available after 10:30 a.m.
Dubbo decides.
This one seems to have hit a bit of a raw nerve.
Yeah, apparently. So what we're asking at the moment is it fair that Sydney drivers get free rego because they choose to use toll roads?
Yeah, when I saw this story break yesterday about Sydney drivers getting free rego just because they're on the toll roads, yep. I thought, you know what? What about me? What about my free rego?
Yeah, because, I mean, we fork out quite a bit for that. And yeah. Rego is not cheap.
Rego's expensive. Just everything about owning and operating a car is expensive.
Absolutely.
So right now on 13, 12, 16 for Dubbo Decides, we are asking the question, is it fair that Sydney drivers get free rego because they choose to do toll roads? I've got Jackie on the phone. Jackie, do you think it's fair?
No, I don't. When we go to Sydney, we have to pay the tolls. Okay, we're not there very often, but it costs, you know, $15-$20 to get into Sydney. It's like paying to get into a not very good park.
You know what? I never thought about it like that. But yeah, you're right. Every time we go to Sydney, we've got to pay tolls. You know, nobody's helping us out in the $50 tank of fuel we have to put in to get there in the first place as well.
Exactly.
There you go. And plus, we've got to put bull bars on to protect ourselves from the wildlife. Jeez, we deserve a free rego, don't we?
If we all got free rego, the roads would be even worse than they are, though.
You bring up a very good point, Jackie.
You have your say on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page as well. I've got Crystal on the line. Crystal, what do you reckon? Do you think it's fair that Sydney drivers get free rego?
Yes.
You do think it's fair? Okay. Why?
I do. Because at the end of the day, out here in Dubbo, we don't have tolls. That's not a expense that we have to worry about at $100 a month. Mm-hmm. So I figure if they're down there, and a lot of the time you can't choose a different way, or you'd end up next to no sleep or get stuck in traffic and stuff, and they've still got to get where they got to go and just cost their money.
What about for things we experience out here, such as having to buy bull bars, etc. like that? Do you think there should be some sort of rebate for those to say, okay, we understand you don't pay tolls, but you got to pay extra for this sort of stuff?
They should do, beyond a certain point. I think west of Dubbo. Dubbo's not as bad, but, I mean, it comes down to how stupid people are with the type of bull bar they get. Like,
yeah.
They're looking at barring those big five posters because they do too much damage if people are in accidents, yeah. When realistically, when you're 80Ks out the other side of Cobar, probably a necessity when you're coming across pigs and goats and stuff like that. So I think it just depends on where you live as to what's fair and what's not. But as far as the tolls, I think, it's fair.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Crystal, thank you so much for your call. 13, 12, 16, we're asking, do you think it's fair that Sydney drivers get free rego just because they pay toll roads? We've got Macca on the phone. Macca, what do you think?
Yeah, well, we've got the tyranny of justice and everything out here too. Like, we've got to... It costs us money to travel distances to get to, like, different towns, and if you've got to travel into Dubbo or Narromine or whatever. But, down there, they've pretty much got a handful of anything within, nice and close and handy with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. If they need something, often you can get something within a few hundred metres of where you live. We're often out here.
Everything down there is at competitively priced too, like...
Yeah.
Kind of the best of everything.
Yeah. So what do you reckon in the end? Do you think it's fair or do you think it's unfair?
No, it's unfair.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your call, Macca.
Yeah, no, choose to live there.
Yeah. You're a legend, mate. Hey, thanks so much, mate.
See you, buddy.
Yeah, hey, if you want to have your say, like Crystal, like Macca, like Jackie, great. Loved what all of you guys had to say. Head to the Hit 93.5 Facebook page or give us a call, 13 12 16.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This psychotherapist in the UK reckons you can't call your kid crazy names or, like, you know, bear or wolf because...
Justin Bieber there on Hit 93.5. You wonder sometimes if he's singing about Selena Gomez there, although they've been caught hooking up at a ice hockey match.
I think they're more than friends again.
Oh my God, say so. Don't want to do any sort of gossip magazine sort of articles here.
No.
We do it all thanks to Macca's new thicker, juicier, 100% Angus beef in the Gourmet Creations range. It's available after 10:30 a.m. Now, all this week, we've had a new segment which was originally called What Do You Gift?
Which was basically just you renaming your What Do You Mean segment and just replacing the last word.
What Do You Gift?
Yeah.
Now, you've renamed it to Want a Gift, which I think is a much better name. And the segment is all about the top gifts for Christmas 2017. We've done the top gifts for men, for women. You can find those ones at hit.com.au. You just click on the catch-up Pippa and Jimmy photo.
Yep.
And right today, we are doing the top gifts of 2017 for your parents. Mike, I love your intro. Have a listen.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I really, really want. So tell me what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really want the ultimate gift.
Yeah, Mike, what are the top gifts for parents 2017?
All right, now these are all unisex gifts that you can give to your parents as a joint gift.
I love a good joint gift because it saves you the moolah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Which usually means if you're doing a joint gift, you kind of spend just a little bit more to make up the difference.
It's a shame my parents are divorced or else I'll give them a joint gift.
Or you could just give them a joint gift anyway and really mess with them.
Give them a cruise. Oh, no, don't hate me.
No, okay, so the first gift I've got here, it's an 8-bottle wine cellar. It's an electric kind of like, it's like a little wine cellar fridge sort of thing.
Oh, that's handy because we all know once you become a parent, you also suddenly think you're a wine collector.
Exactly. And this is perfect. 8 bottles, so it's not ridiculously big. It's perfect for, like, the countertop.
Yeah.
And it's not too big. It's in a black, sleek design. It looks very nice. It's got digital thermometer control and blue LED display.
Great. And what's that going to set you back?
About $130.
Oh, that's not too bad because it looks more expensive than it is.
Exactly.
More of a stocking filler. What's number two?
Number two. Now, this is thinking ahead. This is thinking to the winter months, all right? So nothing's worse than when you get out of the shower and it's freezing.
Oh,
okay?
I know what you mean.
Absolutely freezing. You know, when it's minus four here. Yeah. And stuff. So how about a home towel warmer and drying rack? So you turn on, so you put your towels on there. You turn on the towel warmer, and when you get out, you've got a hot towel.
Absolutely. Couple that with a few Sheridan Egyptian cotton towels as well, and you'll be the favorite son or daughter in that family.
Exactly. That one retails for about $70.
Oh, not bad.
Which is you know, acceptable.
A towel warmer, yeah.
Yeah, towel warmer, and I think this is the best idea. This is a good idea if your parents are entertainers.
Fantastic. We're doing the top three gifts for parents right now and want a gift, and Mike's got the number one gift of 2017 to give to your parents.
Okay, so it's an outdoor patio pool cooler table. That's a lot of things. Let me explain it. So you've got an outside table, all right?
Yeah.
You can lift up the top of the table, you pour ice in there, you put your drinks in, you close it, and it doubles as a table, and it goes with all your outdoor furniture and everything.
What if you got your cheese and crackers and you need to open it up for a beer? Do you have to take everything off?
No, I mean, it's not too heavy.
Oh, you lift it up.
Lift it up evenly.
Great.
You know, the thing that lifts is dead in the middle.
Oh,
right?
Not bad.
So it doesn't unbalance anything that's sitting on the table.
Great.
And it only retails for about $60.
$60 is your number one gift. $60, a table that doubles as an esky as well.
Yeah, so it's an outdoor patio pool cooler table.
Number one gift of 2017 for your parents with Pippa and Jimmy's Want a Gift. Oh, Jimmy and Mike's actually.
Yeah, Jimmy and Mike's. Thank you very much.
At 8:54, you're in the home of Hits and Old School. That one from Illy. It's called Paper Cuts. Morning, everyone. Jimmy and Mike on the air.
Here we go.
Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit our display home.
Will you be Pippa and Jimmy's lucky duck?
Oh, Mike, this is my favourite time of the day. Thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. Let's put someone else on the standby list. 13, 12, 16. Oh. Hello, who's this?
It's Maddie.
Hey, Maddie. What you up to?
Not much. I've got the day off work, so I'm just relaxing, doing nothing.
How good is that, Mike? Tell her the good news.
Well, congratulations. You are on the standby list to win one of our lucky ducks.
Yay. Thank you, guys.
Oh, where would you put the $30,000 swim spa from Mars Group Family Properties?
Well, I'm not sure because I still live at home with Mum and Dad, so I don't know how I'd go about hiding it until I moved out.
Imagine if you did that. Hey, can I just leave this here until I move out and then I'll take it with me?
Yes, exactly. I think I'd have to put up a good fight to be able to do that.
And you're like, Mum and Dad, I want to go to Europe. Could you just take care of my baby for a couple of months while I'm away?
Yes, exactly.
You call up, could you just put me onto the swim spa for a moment, please?
How's it doing? Is it doing good? Is it missing me? I bet it's missing me.
Well, congratulations, Maddie, because this Friday we announced another 5 winners and you're on the standby list to win one of those lucky ducks. Congratulations.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
That is our absolute pleasure. Mm. Also, all day at work today, Pete gives you more chances to go on that standby list to win a lucky duck from our great friends at Mars Group Family Properties.
Exactly. Just go to hit.com.au. You can register there, or you can go to Mars Group Family Properties, their display home in person, see the spa in person, and you can register there too.
Absolutely. Hey, today's show, Mike, we featured Ben Shields, Mayor of Dubbo.
Yep.
You can catch up at hit.com.au. Also, lots of people had their say on whether they thought it was fair that Sydney drivers get a rego rebate just because they choose to pay for toll roads. And this was quite controversial, Mike. So let's get the results before we wrap the show up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dubbo decides.
It is official, Mike.
Yep.
75% of Dubbo residents think that it's unfair that Sydney gets a rebate on their rego fees.
Interesting. I feel like there's obviously going to be a bit of, you know, sway to that way simply because, like, we want a rebate as well. We don't want to pay car rego. It's expensive. I don't want to do it either.
Yeah.
But it does, it makes sense that people are doing that. Then on the flip side, there's also the argument of, like, the cost of living in Sydney, the tolls, all that sort of stuff. So.
Absolutely. Hey, you can continue that conversation day long at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. But for you and I, Mike, we've got to get out of here because Pete is on next. He gives more people more chances to win with Hamish and Andy's Cool Boys in the Frontman, We're the Champions private jet tour. For your chance to win, become a VIP at hit.com.au. And, Mike, you have a fabulous Wednesday. I'll see you for your Thursday.
Catch you later.
Hits like this.